Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. The FDA has approved a new device used to detect concussions, and it could even be used at home one day. The iBox tracks the pupils looking for erratic movement, and it makes detecting concussions easier than ever. It'll be in clinics and hospitals around the country soon, and there are plans for a consumer version. And Kevin Hart has made it clear he will no longer apologize for his old homophobic tweets, saying he's over it.
I've addressed it, and I've said everything that I can possibly say. So I'm over it.
He also revealed there is no chance he will be hosting the Oscars this year. And finally, last year we told you about Baby Chenko when she went viral for her full head of hair. That baby is now one and has landed an international modeling contract. And check her out in this new Pantene commercial in Japan. Too cute. Do you know how many people would die for a head of hair like that? Wow. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, one food company is trying something new.
Kristen, Chobani is selling more than just yogurt this year. The company launching 10 new items, including its first ever non-dairy product. As an alternative to real yogurt, Chobani uses coconut-based products that contain about 25% less sugar than other yogurt substitutes. Now, the new snack comes in single-serving cups and drinks and features a variety of flavors. And Apple reportedly planning to bring 10% production cuts to its latest iPhone models in the first quarter. This includes the iPhone XS, XS Max, and the XR. The news comes just after the company cut its quarterly revenue forecast, citing weaker than expected iPhone sales in China, one of Apple's biggest markets. A job posting by a 28-year-old CEO is going viral for being downright outrageous. The ad posted on job site Seek details job requirements such as making the CEO look good, feel good, and perform at a higher level. The applicant must also be willing to put up with profanity and learn to never take things personally.
This sounds like a demanding job. So what's the pay?
Well, the proposed salary was $50,000, but the post has now been removed from the website.
50 grand might not have been enough. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, Mayor de Blasio has made a historic announcement.
So the mayor of New York City is guaranteeing comprehensive health care to everyone. On Tuesday, the mayor announced that every New York City resident, regardless of ability to pay or immigration status, will be guaranteed access to physical and mental health care. This new NYC care program will leverage the NYC health and hospital system to ensure that some 600,000 uninsured New Yorkers can see an assigned primary care doctor as well as a specialist in a timely manner, rather than going to the emergency room at the hospitals. And you know, if you've been to the emergency rooms in the hospital, they're like clogged up with people who have colds and coughs and not the emergency kind. So this program is expected to launch in the Bronx this summer. It will be fully rolled out in about 2 years. It's going to cost $100 million a year. So people now are trying to do the math. They're saying, okay, it's going to cost $100 million a year, 600,000 people. It boils down to about $167 a person. I don't think it's the end all, but it's a start in the right direction.
Wow, big news indeed. All right, let's keep it moving. The faint of heart may want to skip the subway this weekend, huh?
You know, you see a lot of things on the subway. This is going to be crazy. On Sunday, this is going to be planned. Thousands of people were going to take their pants off for the annual No Pants subway ride. This really happens. It was hosted by Improv Everywhere. Seven men started this event back in 2002 as a prank. It now takes place in 60 cities around the world. So basically, people are organized into subway cars and assigned stops. And once the doors shut, the groups casually remove their pants, placing them in backpacks. Underwear stay on, please. Participants then complete the ride with a straight face as if it's business as usual. I don't know. I think it's too cold to do that in New York City. But you're right. Let's skip this one in a New York minute.
Rosanna, thank you so much. All right, flight attendants of one airline are now accepting tips. The move is controversial, though. As of this year, passengers on Frontier Airlines who swipe their card for a drink or snack will get a message saying gratuities are appreciated. Flyers will have the option to add 15, 20, or 25%. The airline let its flight crew start accepting tips 3 years ago, but all the tips were pooled. Pooling ended January 1st. The Association of Flight Attendants objected to the policy. The union president told Bloomberg, quote, "Management moved forward with a tipping option for passengers in hopes it would dissuade flight attendants from standing together for a fair contract." The airline denies that claim, saying the tips are in addition to wages. Right now, the rule is unique. Other airlines discourage tipping or prohibit it. Consumer advocates say that could change if other companies follow Frontier's lead. For years, airlines have been unbundling services, charging for things that used to be free, like snacks or checked bags. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear kids are turning to mom and dad for more than just help paying for college.
Well, Kristen, one of my parents' favorite expressions when I was a kid is, what do I look like, a bank? Well, for parents of adult children, that's pretty accurate when it comes to buying a house. More first-time homebuyers are getting help from their parents for down payments. The Federal Housing Administration says more than 26% of borrowers who used FHA loans got assistance from a relative to make that down payment in the past year. That's up from 22% who hit up the fam in 2011. I want a divorce. Well, it seems those words are uttered most the first working Monday of the year. The reasons, in a recent survey, over a third of married couples said the biggest challenge to their marriage is financial pressure. And families spend a lot of money during the holidays, and so then the bills start coming in January. Everybody's so stressed out. Some couples also wait until after the holidays to announce a divorce to make it easier on family, especially young children. Well, your computer may be giving you a pain in the neck, quite literally. Computer users tend to put their heads forward to look more closely at the screen. Experts say this posture compresses the neck and can lead to fatigue, headaches, poor concentration, and increased muscle tension. Researchers recommend that you sit upright when you're using your computer. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, with selfie neck, with Twitter finger, with phone fatigue, it seems that there are a whole lot more tech-related injuries out there. Back to you.
Sure does. Thanks, Danielle. And speaking of tech, from virtual reality to smart cities to sports, the latest in technology is being released right now at the Consumer Electronics Show. With more than 4,000 exhibitors at the show in Las Vegas, there are a few products you've got to know about. If you're looking for stress relief, TouchPoint Solutions has released the TouchPoints Basic. The bands use vibrations to alter your body's stress response, reportedly reducing stress by up to 70% in just 30 seconds. Next, the rocking bed for adults. We know rocking babies and children to sleep works like a charm, but the rocking bed company says the rocking motion could also be beneficial for grown-ups. The bed is designed to be fitted with your existing bed frame to rock you right to sleep. This next one I would love to have. It's called FoldyMate, which, for lack of better words, is a robotic laundry folder. It easily folds your clothes into neat little piles ready to put away so you don't have to. And finally, the Lark water bottle. It's the world's first self-cleaning water bottle that also purifies your water instead of you dealing with hundreds of plastic water bottles. If any of these sound interesting, look out because they may be available soon. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Melissa McCarthy finds a new career, a bracelet leads to backlash, and an SNL star rebounds. But first, the debate rages over a hot mic moment on the Golden Globes red carpet. Carlos Greer has the details. Hey, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, did This Is Us star Chrissy Metz really call Alison Brie the B word at the Golden Globes? Chrissy denies it, and the pre-show co-host told us that they think she actually called her a babe. Brie also responded on social media to say nothing but love. Meanwhile, the red carpet was being catered by Melissa McCarthy. Since dinner is typically served while stars are walking the red carpet, the Golden Globe nominee brought 30 pre-packed ham and cheese sandwiches to hand out to everyone. Ryan Seacrest faced some backlash from fans for wearing a Time's Up bracelet after facing his sexual harassment accusations last year. Over at the Amazon after party, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski got stuck in the elevator upon leaving the party. And over at the Netflix after party, Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale were flirting all night. The two were even spotted leaving together. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. Going to the hospital can really create more stress than being sick in the first place. You may think, will I have to stay overnight? Do I need to call an ambulance? How much will this all cost me? Well, a new federal mandate now allows you to see the starting point of your next procedure. According to an article by USA Today, as of January 1st, hospitals across the country are now required to list prices of their procedures and services online. The list of prices for every procedure, also called charge masters, can feature thousands of entries. The federal mandate requiring hospitals to publish the list displays an effort to increase transparency in healthcare. However, those prices you may see are probably not the ones you'd end up paying for a procedure or service. The prices on the charge master are typically before any insurance negotiation or agreement, so insured consumers will likely never pay those prices out of pocket. Mark Fendrick, a professor at the University of Michigan, told USA Today that a rising concern is consumers rejecting needed medical care for fear of having to pay prices published online. So if you're already on your local hospital's website, ready to do some digging, make sure you take it with a grain of salt. Time now for Gary's Life Fix, brought to you by Sandals Resorts. I'll start tomorrow. The dog ate my homework. I'm too scared. To a certain extent, we've all probably made our fair share of excuses. With more on how to break the habit, we're joined by business and life strategist Gary Cox. So Gary, why do we make excuses in the first place?
Oh man, you know, it's a natural tendency we have, Kristen. And here's three things you have to watch out for that we all do. So you'll want to remember them. We have a natural tendency to do it and it's not good. Number one, we'll justify why we made the mistake or whatever. The next thing is we shift the blame. You know, that's where we blame the dog for not getting the homework done. And the other thing is we'll minimize it. Oh, it was only 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. We're doing these things all day long, but the thing is many people aren't consciously aware of they're doing one of all of these three things every day.
And are there practical ways that can help us stop making excuses?
Well, the number one way is to be aware of these three things. If you're aware of them and you acknowledge what's going on, what happens now is you go down a course of solution mode as opposed to the problem mode. And, you know, the whole idea is to be acknowledging what's going on. You cannot change what you don't acknowledge. If you're in excuse mode, you don't acknowledge.
Makes total sense. I appreciate the advice. As always, Gary, thank you. Well, we all want to look younger, but we don't all want surgery, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a D24K digital non-surgical anti-aging sonic lifting and pore shrinking device at a special 95% discount. This amazing tool fights wrinkles, fine lines, and enlarged pores, all while giving you a massage. The heat settings help increase circulation and product absorption. The cool settings smooth out uneven skin texture and shrink pores. And the gentle sonic massages help diminish the appearance of dark spots and wrinkles. The D24K digital non-surgical anti-aging sonic lifting and pore shrinking device retails for as much as $1,995. But today you can buy it for just $99. That's a 95% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Dr. Wendell Boutte made headlines last year when the Atlanta-based plastic surgeon posted videos on YouTube of her dancing in the middle of her operations. The unconventional practice was deemed inappropriate, and the doctor agreed to a suspension of her medical license for at least 2.5 years. But it's not over. We have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz with us today to talk about this. Annalise, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the latest on this case?
Well, we've had 10 new lawsuits filed against the physician. All of these are alleging medical malpractice. The question was, you know, with the camera rolling, was she really paying attention? A lot of these patients have alleged that they have ongoing pain, disfigurement. Some are even saying brain damage.
Watching the videos really is shocking. If I'm getting surgery, can my doctor just post on YouTube?
All of these cases, the patients did sign off before the video was taped during their surgery.
Okay, the big packet.
Signing all this information, but I think unfortunately this is a loophole, if you will, where a physician can pass you a consent to use an image, and it's really supposed to be utilized for medical research journals, and instead a lot of dermatologists, a lot of plastic surgeons are using it for advertising, for social media, and really, I believe that it's a severe breach of our patient confidentiality, and it's putting patients in an incredibly uncomfortable position to say no to their physician moments before going into surgery.
So what would you advise if you think this is happening to you?
I highly recommend that you talk to an attorney and see if your case has merit. And then, even more important, tell the medical board of the state where the injury occurred what happened. And you really have a duty not only to yourself to report, but also to your community. And if you have a physician that is not meeting the standard of care, we don't want that physician practicing medicine.
Good to know. Annalise, I always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's move on. Amazon has a new way to deliver your packages and stop theft. The company announced Key for Garage at this year's CES. The service lets Prime members get packages delivered inside their garage. Delivery drivers can access the home's garage even when customers aren't home. Key requires a garage door opener with MyQ technology made by Chamberlain Group, which owns brands like LiftMaster. Users can also buy an $80 hub that will let drivers communicate with their existing opener. You don't need a camera to record the delivery, but it's possible to add one of Amazon's cloud cams for $120 that will let homeowners watch their garage visitors live. They'll also get notifications every time the door is opened or closed. It's Amazon's latest move in the fight against porch pirates. The company also started in-home delivery in 2017, but some users didn't like the idea of giving drivers access to their home. Amazon says Key for Garage will be available in the second quarter of this year. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, one man is using his creative talents to give back to those in need. Stephen Moak is a master's student at Moore College of Art and Design. After taking a course called Ethical Issues, he began to question whether he was doing enough with his art to help the community around him. So Stephen created Sated, the food container project. He creates handmade and hand-painted Chinese takeout boxes that he sells online. All of the proceeds are being donated to Phil Abundance, which fights hunger in the Philadelphia area. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Lorena McGregor is a retired preschool teacher. And at 99 years old, she's proof that you're never too old to volunteer. For the past 4 years, she's volunteered at Just Elementary School in Tampa, helping students learn to read.
If they really are having difficulty reading, then why not help them if you can?
The school's principal says Lorena's warm presence teaches kids about the importance of community service. And the students affectionately call Lorena Grammy. Okay, here's a cool story. Concept cars are a great way for manufacturers to showcase radical new designs and gauge customer approval, determining whether or not the vehicle will be mass-produced. Let's take a look back at some of the coolest concept cars of all time, like the 1972 BMW Turbo. It was specifically built to turn heads during the 72 Olympic Games in BMW's hometown of Munich, Germany. It was never approved for production, but was definitely nice on the eyes. Volvo was known for designing safe, family-friendly cars until they unveiled the two-door Tundra in 1979. Again, it was never mass-produced. Subaru did the same with their 1987 F624 Estremo. The streamlined sedan never made it past the concept stage, but Subaru did implement many of the tech features into their lineup in the 90s. The 2007 Volkswagen Golf GTI W12650 and the 2015 Toyota Kakai are a couple others who believed they would go the distance with production, but both failed to hit the mark. There is some light at the end of the concept car tunnel. The Honda Urban EV was introduced at a 2017 car show, and the car manufacturer has promised a model will hit the streets in 2019. Just no word yet if it'll be sold in North America. All right, pick one. A raise or more purpose out of your job? That choice, as a survey by cloud computing company ServiceNow found some 80% of office workers need to feel their work is meaningful. According to one ServiceNow exec, employees want to know they're realizing their full potential, a feeling which allows for high engagement and, in turn, retention. Unfortunately, those surveyed spent some 40% of their time on mundane tasks that left them unmotivated and wanting more. A desire for more best evidenced in a series of would you rather questions. 36% of those surveyed would rather stand in line at the DMV than deal with IT issues. 37% said they'd prefer being stuck in traffic to fixing a broken printer. And nearly half admit, if given the choice, they'd clean the bathroom over having to figure out their HR benefits. Now back to the original question. More than twice as many chose purpose over the raise. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Unlocking smartphones with your face is supposed to be secure, but a new list of devices failed one important test. Plus, a scientific study confirms something dog lovers have suspected for years. And how much do you think you can earn as a professional cuddler? Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.